In Congress, lawmakers are already floating ideas for a fourth coronavirus relief bill, only days after passing a $2.2 trillion package, which the president signed into law. What would help most, and is there money to do it? We'll put that now to Representative Nita Lowey of New York. She chairs the House Appropriations Committee, the committee in charge of spending, and she joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, and a pleasure to be with you.
We're happy to have you. And also with us is NPR's Jim Zaroli. He covers economics and business news. Jim, good morning to you.
Good morning.
First, our thoughts are with your community, Chairwoman, at this time. I know this is a very difficult time for New York.
It sure is, and I'm in touch with all our hospitals on a regular basis, and those who've lost loved ones, people fighting this disease, and the medical professionals, I've been speaking to them, talking to some of the first responders. There are people, really, who are risking their lives in their work today. And what we must do as appropriators, as members of Congress, we have to fully fund the public health response. We have to support the workers and families.
What does that look like? Let's talk about some of the concerns about this latest bill. What or who was left out?
Look, as far as I was concerned, it was a very comprehensive bill because we did provide a cash infusion into the healthcare system. We did provide more funds for vital medical equipment, resources to develop a vaccine. We are testing free. We have expanded paid leave. And we ramped up the resources for the healthcare providers, dramatically expanded unemployment insurance, provided direct payments, and offered massive loans to small businesses. But even though we also provided funding under the CARES Act to help states and cities support their K through 12 schools, there's so much more that has to be done. So we have to build on the CARES Act. And I'm working now with another bipartisan, I hope it stays bipartisan, to meet the needs. And that will, I could go into that too. We need more resources, more money into the front lines of the crisis. We have to be sure the states and the cities have the money to provide their vital public services.
So, Congresswoman, what's the plan to address some of these things, especially because some Republicans seem kind of resistant to the idea of another bill at this point?
Well, they were resistant originally, and we overcame it. And I think, sadly, as more and more of my colleagues are facing loss of life in their own community, they'll soften up. I'm not sure exactly when this bill will get to us and how we're going to do it. And it's going to have to be long distance because taking people to Washington again doesn't really work. But we're going to have to, in my judgment, have another round of direct payments to families. And we have to be sure that there's good oversight. The speaker appointed one of my colleagues, Jim Clyburn, to organize the oversight. I am very impressed with the work in New York of Governor Cuomo. We have to make sure that this money is spent carefully and effectively because that's our mission. We just have to save lives.
Congresswoman, you talk about money for families. When do we know when people will get their stimulus checks at this point? Because the Treasury Secretary Mnuchin has said the week of the 13th, but some people will get them later, maybe even as late as August. Doesn't that kind of defeat the purpose of a stimulus check?
Well, it certainly doesn't help it. And in addition to that, and I've worked with Secretary Mnuchin, who seems to be doing an effective job, works closely with the speaker. But what you hear from the president has really confused the public. We're getting mixed messages, frankly, delaying taking important steps to secure public health. So at the same time as we have to get these checks out, we have to make sure that the money is spent very carefully and effectively on the part of the governors in each of our communities. So I mentioned the Truman Commission. We have bipartisan House Select Committee. working on this, but we have to do more. We have to be following up.
Chairwoman,
we have to make sure.
How much more money needs to be approved? Can you give me a figure? I mean, you're saying more needs to be done. Can you put a price tag on that?
I don't think I'm going to put a price tag right now, because what's very important is the evaluation of what has been done and connection with
our governors.
But are we
talking trillions of dollars? I mean,
it looks that way. It looks that way. We have to get more dollars to states and to cities. And what about our schools? We have to be sure that the crisis doesn't permanently disrupt the education of our young people. The kids are not going to school.
How much
they
more money, though,
online.
Do we have to spend? Are we just printing money to cover these costs?
Well, frankly, growing up, and even as a congresswoman for 32 years, I have never dealt with this kind of money. Our budget, our annual budget, is about $1.4 trillion.
Should we
Pardon
be concerned
me?
About the deficit? At this point, Congresswoman, it looks like we're going to have a $3 trillion deficit this year. Does that matter? Should we be concerned about that?
Well, frankly, for me, as a mother and a grandmother, I'm interested in saving lives. And we're going to have to make sure the money is spent well. But we'll have to deal with any kind of deficit when, hopefully soon, this is over. Right now, we have to save lives. And I'm particularly focused on governors like ours in New York that are spending the money effectively. I'm in touch with my hospitals almost, I guess, 2-3 times a week, if not more so. And we're checking to the best we can as to what they need. And I want to be assured that everyone working now to save lives, and we get them the money. What's happened in the last few weeks, and I listen to you every day, and I get briefings every day, the fact that there are problems with ventilators, masks, all the personal equipment, and the volunteers that are working at these hospitals, I speak with them, they're risking their lives every day. So whatever money we have to spend, we have to be sure it's effective, and we have to be sure that it is going to where it is needed and that we're saving lives. Certainly, New York is working hard to do that.
We'll have to leave it there. That's House Appropriations Chairwoman Nita Lowey. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
And NPR's Jim Zaroli. Thank you.
You're welcome.